She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Is your tuna sustainably fished? Well, if you want to know, then you are in the right place. We've got Graham Forbes. He is a seafood markets lead with Greenpeace USA. Graham, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi, thanks, Lisa and Andrea, for having me.
It's so nice to have you on. You know, we had a good talk recently, and I learned a lot about what is going on out there with the tuna. And, you know, we see that dolphin safe label, and we think, oh, everything's okay. But tell us what's really going on.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me again. And so recently we did a ranking survey of 14 of the top brands in the U.S. and found that over 80% of the canned tuna on American shelves is still unsustainable and caught using destructive and ethically questionable fishing methods. And largely that's being driven by some of the big brands that consumers really know and have come to trust, which includes Bumblebee Chicken of the Sea and Starkist.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. And as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, oh, you know what? I'm not surprised because people are using these seals. They're using these logos. So what are some of the logos or seals that are out there that are being used incorrectly, or they're using them, but they, like Lisa just said, they're not really meaning what we think they mean, you know, or what should they mean?
Exactly. And I think part of the problem is just with all those seals out there, U.S. consumers really don't. It's confusing, right? And it's tough to make a responsible choice. And so one of the seals that we see frequently is the Dolphin Safe logo. And, you know, we just kind of talked about that. And even though the Dolphin Safe logo does a good job protecting dolphins, sort of as it would imply, there's a number of other serious issues out there for our ocean ecosystems associated with the tuna industry that aren't being addressed.
What are some of those?
So yeah, that would include other species like sharks, for example, turtles, which are marine turtles, which are globally sort of in threatened or endangered status, other ocean mammals, and even seabirds. And when we look at sort of these populations that are really threatened globally, and you look at the scale and just the sheer volume of the tuna industry, the impacts are really tremendous. And I think that's one of the things that we try to do with our ranking is figure out a way to communicate these issues, that there are problems out there for U.S. consumers, so that when they go to the grocery store, they can look for brands that are doing a better job and taking measures to protect our ocean ecosystems and how they source and really catch their fish.
Wow. You know, can you just go over a couple, like you had said earlier, you touched upon it really quickly. What are some of these unethical methods of capturing them?
Yeah, so it quickly gets technical, and one of the things to flag is that our report looks both at the environmental side, but also at some of the social sides and the labor practices, because these supply chains are really global and highly complex, and involve workers in places like Burma and Thailand and really all over the world. But when we get into the fishing techniques, there's really two big methods that are used, and one for albacore is long lines. And so these are, as they sound, lines that can go out literally for miles and have thousands of hooks that drop down. And so they catch anything that bites. And oftentimes that's not the target species. And upwards of 35% of that catch can be non-target species. So that would include, you know, juvenile tuna that are critical to population growth over the long term. Sharks, turtles, birds get caught in the lines. And so these are practices that, when you look at just the sheer scale of the industry, are incredibly detrimental to our ocean ecosystems.
So, Graham, when these fish get caught, does it kill the fish? Is that, you know, is that where the issue is? Does it harm them? Does it, you know, harm them beyond repair?
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of them will come up. So when they're dragged up the line, a lot of them will come up dead or so injured that they just won't be able to survive. And a lot of that gets discarded, or in a lot of cases, you know, there's the shark fin industry out there, and these tuna boats have been associated with shark finning, which is an illegal in a lot of places, but also a way for some of these fishermen to make extra money.
Now, there are better options, thank goodness. I know some that you found were something called Wild Planet, American Tuna and Ocean Naturals, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, and also Safeway and Costco are starting to look to make better choices, correct?
Exactly. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because I think that's the silver lining here. Out of our report, we really saw that there is some market differentiation. And so Wild Planet, does a really good job, uses a selective fishing method, for example, has a really comprehensive sustainability policy that looks not only at their sourcing, but takes a proactive approach to supporting sustainable tuna fishing. And so American Tuna is another one based out of San Diego. Again, it uses a better method, is traceable all the way back to the boat, and it's really just a product that you can feel good about buying. Because they're taking the precautions to make sure it's done responsibly. And I think the other one is, you know, those can be found in places like Whole Foods, but we're starting to see places even like Trader Joe's has a full selection of tuna that's caught using mitigated techniques and better methods that folks can feel good about. And so we're hopeful that by doing this ranking and talking to folks like you and your listeners, that we can spread the message. And in the near future, we'll see some of these other big brands making a switch to better practices.
Now, my favorite is Tonino, T-O-N-N-I-N-O, tuna fillets with garlic and olive oil. They also have a jalapeno one, and it is fantastic. Now, on the package, it says wild-caught, hand-packed, and that it also has a dolphin safe. But are most tunas on the list? Or if they're not, I just do some of my own research, because now I'm looking at this jar going, I hope this is a good one.
Yeah, no, it's tough, right? And that's part of the thing. And on the website, we have a thing called decoding the can, which can help kind of walk you through some of those labels to give you a better picture. So we went with kind of the top 14 brands that we could come up with. And I mean, I think really Chicken of the Sea, Bumblebee, and Starkist control almost 80% of the market in the U.S. So it's highly concentrated. And then we tried to get some of the other big ones to just get some diversity, but we definitely didn't get them all. And so, you know, we'll have to look at some, you know, but I think, you know, like you mentioned, like dolphin safe, we kind of talked about that, but wild caught, you know, I think that's something that we hear. And really in almost every case, I think there's, you know, maybe with bluefin, there might be some exceptions, but all tuna is wild caught. And so again, not really telling you much there with that claim specifically.
Now, we have about 2 minutes left, a little bit under. I just want to talk really briefly about, you know, toxins in tuna and, you know, fish in general. I mean, is it something at Greenpeace that you guys recommend that people eat? I mean, I'd love to hear your kind of how you guys feel about it.
Yeah, it's a really good question. And we know consistently from consumer data that this is the number one issue that consumers care about, even over sustainability in a lot of cases, just the fundamental health issues. So we don't promote people eating tuna, but we do, you know, suggest better options for folks that are out there. And so, I mean, one of the things, you know, we direct people to the FDA to get that information. But I think if you look at the types of canned tuna, for example, that's out there, and you look at albacore versus skipjack, because skipjack are a smaller species of tuna, they're going to have less mercury. And so, you know, that's just a basic that people can kind of work with. And I think if in moderation, it's fine. But again, we direct people to the federal government and other experts. But I think just on its face, buying skipjack in some cases is gonna have less mercury than albacore, which are longer lived fish.
Now, Graham, are there any kind of seals on the tuna that we said is good? Or is this, you just got to go and look at the ranking?
You know, so really catch method makes a big difference. So, you know, pole and line caught, for example, looking at something like that, or free school caught are some of the words that can help identify a better caught fish. But I would really, you know, decoding the can on the website will help you get the fundamentals to make a better choice, and obviously get people to greenpeace.org to check out the tuna ranking.
Well, you just said exactly what I was going to ask, where the people can find out more information. So greenpeace.org/USA/tuna guide will take you to that thing, to the guide that Graham is talking about. You can also follow Greenpeace on Twitter at @GreenpeaceUSA. Graham, thanks for being on our show today. It was really, really interesting topic. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Eat sustainably fished tuna and stay well.